Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev in Daf Lamed Gimel. We're holding on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. We are at Amar Rava on the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it's also sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, Lezeichu Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Ben Yecheskel Chaim Eckstein, Alav Shalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and we thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorships. As we mentioned, we are holding on Lamed Beis Amid Beis. The first thing the Gemara is going to discuss is a special kula that we have about Huve Eruvo B'Makom Echad, that there is a requirement that a person be in the same location that his Eruv is, but we're not going to use the normal definitions of Rishos HaRabim and Rishos HaYachid. We have certain special leniencies about what's considered B'Makom Echad. So that's going to be the first matter of discussion. Then the Gemara is going to get into a Braisa that serves as the basis for a Machlokas that we discussed yesterday. We discussed whether the Chamar goes on a Shvus Ben Hashmashos or not. Do we make a Gzer on a Shvus Ben Hashmashos? So we're going to bring the Braisa that's the basis for that Machlokas and describe or clarify some of the details of that Braisa. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Eruv has to be located in a place that's at least four Tvachim wide. That has to be on a Makom Chashuv of Dalet Tvachim. And then the Gemara is going to discuss when we apply, under which circumstances we apply the principle of good achis in order to qualify a place as a Rishus HaYachid. So today's daf is not, I would say it's a real Erevin daf. You know what, when they tell you that Erevin is one of the more challenging Masechus, this is a real real Erevin daf, so we have to buckle down a little bit for today's daf. But let's get started. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. I'm a Rava. So the Rava further qualifies our Mishnah. If you recall yesterday, when we were discussing our Mishnah, we said where we said that if the Erev is Lemalame Asar Tfachim in a tree, then it's, and you want to be Kona Shvisa on the ground, then Ein Eruvo Eruv, but if it's Lematame Asar Tfachim, then Eruvo Eruv, then it is a valid Eruv. So we said, oh, must be that the case is that the tree is in a Rishos HaRabim, and you want to be Kona Eruv in that Rishos. You're niskavin to lishvos lamata, and when you put, and the tree is rachav arba'a and gavoa asara. So if you put it above 10 tefachim, the eruv is in a rishos hayachid, and that's why it's not a valid eruv, because you can't access it from the place where you want to be kona shvisa, because it's currently in a rishos hayachid, and you want to be kona shvisa in a rishos rabim. So that was one of the ukimtas we made in our mishnah. Now we're going to make a further ukimta. Not only are we talking about where the tree is standing in a Rishos HaRabim, and you want to be Kona Shvisa, and therefore the top of the tree is a Rishos HaYachid, and you want to be Kona Shvisa in the Rishos HaRabim, but further, Lo Shanu Ela Be'ilan Ha'omid Chutzli Ibura Shel Ir, with this problem of having an Erev L'mala Me'asara in a tree is only going to be if the tree is more than 70 and 2/3 Amos outside of the city. Aval ilan omid b'toch ibura shel ir. But if a tree is inside the ibura shel ir, meaning a tchum shabbos, the tchum between the city and the edge of the ibura shel ir literally ibura means pregnancy, that sometimes the city is expanded. We've discussed this if there are huts along the way. So you start measuring your tchum shabbos from a further place. So if you have an ilan, if you have a tree that is b'toch iburishal ir, that's inside the iburishal ir, then afilu l'malam e'asara, then even if the eruv is l'malam e'asara tfach marezu eruv, then it's considered to be a good eruv. And you think, why in the world should that be a good eruv? If it's l'malam e'asara tfach, it's in a rishos hayachid, and you're trying to be kona shvisa in a rishos harabim. Why does it matter that you're within iburishal ir? So the Gemara says a great chiddush that's dafka a chiddush within hilchos eruvin, not a chiddush within Hilchos Rishuyos, meaning this is what we're about to say is not a halacha as far as defining the area as a Rishus HaYachid on a Daraisa level, but what we say is Demasa Keman Demalya Damya, that the city that because it's surrounded by Mechitos, and it's not just wide open, it's considered as if the entire city is filled with dirt up until a height of Asara Tvachim, And the Ibura Shalir is also part of that. The 70 and 2/3 amos outside of the city is part of the city. And therefore, as far as the halacha that you need to be Kona Shvisa in the same makom as your Eruv, it's considered that you're all in a Rosh HaSayachid. Now, the reality is where your Kona Shvisa has the status of Rosh HaSarabim. But as far as being Kona Shvisa, as far as the din that you need to be b'makom echad, that huve eruvo need to be b'makom echad, you can't have hu b'makom echad ve'eruvo b'makom acher, that's, as far as that's concerned, you're all considered to be as if you're in a Rosh HaSayachid, even though on a practical level you cannot actually bring your eruv to the makom where you're Kona Shvisa, because the Malam Me'asara B'ilan is a Rosh HaSayachid and you're Kona Shvisa in an actual Rosh HaSarabim. But this suffices for the eruv to work. You don't have to actually physically be able to access your Eruv. You just need that it's considered that Huve Eruvo B'makom Echad, a special Kula that we have for Eruv. And that's what the Rishonim write, the Rashba and the Ritva write, that it's a Kula She'ikilu Chachamim Be'eruv, that a special Kula that we have Be'eruv. In the Chazon Yecheskel, in the second parak of Eruvin, he explains that according to Rava, you don't need that the Ma'arev is able to actually eat the Eruv on a practical level at the time that he's Kona the Eruv. It's good enough that the Eruv is ra'ui ba'achila on its own, that independently it's ra'ui ba'achila, even though the guy making the Eruv is not actually able to eat the Eruv. But Rav is moda that you still need a uve Eruv of makom echad. So that's what this accomplishes. This accomplishes that it's now huve Eruvo b'makom echad. So says the Gemara, ihachi, well, wait a second, if that's true, that the city and the Ibura Shalir are all considered as if they're filled in with dirt ad makom ha-mechitzos, to the height of the mechitzos, and therefore, if someone is shoves lamata, is considered as if he's shavas lamaila in the place where his eruv is. So even if you put your eruv above 10 tvachim, chutz liibura shalir, nami, that if you put your eruv above 10 tvachim, when you're outside of ibura shalir, the eruv should also work. Kivin dama rava, nosne eruvo yeshlo arba amos, have you look, rishosayachid ola adlarakia. Again, we're asking this question not within the halachos of what actually makes something a Rosh HaSayachid, but within this special kula, that anything that we could even envision as possibly being a Rosh HaSayachid is considered to be huve ruvo b'makom echad. Well, there is a halacha that wherever you place your eruv, you have the area four amos around it is considered ki'ilu it's mukaf mechitzos, as if that four amos around it are all surrounded by mechitzos. So even if you're outside of Ibura Shalir and you put your Erev on a tree above 10 Tvachim off the ground, but and your Kona Shvisa at the base of the tree, but that base of the tree where your Kona Shvisa is within 4 Amos of the Erev, and we have this imaginary wall around the 4 Amos of the Erev, so you're all in a Rosh HaSayachid. It's Huve Eruvo B'makom Echad. Everything is considered to be in the same Roshos. So why is it that we said that if it's Chutz Ibura Shalir and you put the Erev L'mala Me'asar Tvachim in the tree, that it's going to be a problem? As long as you're within 4 amos, it should be good enough. So as long as you're within 4 amos of your Erev, it should be good enough. So it says Gemara, you're right. I'm Rav Yitzchak Breder of Misharshia. Hacha bi'ilan hanota chutz la'arba amos haskinan. Yeah, you have to say, we have to make a further ukimta, that not only is the Erev betochi burishalir, but if the Erev were chutzli burishalir, that could work also, unless the tree is more than 4 amos itself, meaning the branch of the tree extends so far out that where you put your Erev in the tree is actually more than 4 amos than the makom that you want to be Kona Shvisa. You want to be Kona Shvisa right next to the trunk of the tree so you can have something to sit against, something to lean against when you sit there. That's going to be your makom Shvisa. But you put the Erev on a branch of the tree that extends far out beyond 4 amos. So that's why we can't say that you're in the same Roshos as your Eruv. So when Iskavin Lishvos B'Ikaro, you're Kona Shvisa at the Ikaro Shalilan, at the base of the tree. So when you put your Eruv L'mata Me'asara, it's a valid Eruv. When you put it within 10 Tefachim of the ground, it's a valid Eruv, because you're able to go outside of your Dalet Amos as much as you want, and you could take the Eruv into where you are, into the Rosh HaSarabim, just by taking a Pachos Me'arba Amos, meaning the Eruv is in Rosh HaSarabim. If it's L'mata Me'asara Tefachim, you're in a Rosh HaSarabim. Now, granted, you're more than four amos away from the Erev, and you're not allowed to be mavir, dalet amos and Rosh Hashrabim. Okay, but there are ways to do that on a drabana level. Pachos mi dalet amos, we're not goes on shvus ben ashmashos, so there are ways to access that Erev during ben ashmashos. So even though, if it's lemaila me'asar tefachim, so then where the eruv is a rishus hayachid, and then you'd have no way to be able to access it because you're trying to be kona shvisa and rishus harabim. There's no way you could bring it over that border from a rishus hayachid to a rishus harabim. So since it's not even within your dalet amos, so you're not considered to be b'makom echad, nor do you have any way to access it to make it makom echad. So essentially what we're saying is that the din of huve eruva b'makom echad means you need one of two things. Either you need to actually be b'makom echad with the eruv, or you need to be able to access the eruv to make it b'makom echad. Now, as far as actually being b'makom echad, we're being very liberal with our definition of what's called makom echad. You could actually be in Rosh Hashanah, the eruv could actually be in Rosh Hashanah, but as long as we can in some imaginary way consider it a makom echad by saying that the holy burish alir is considered the same makom, the whole dalet amos of the erev is considered the same makom, that would be makom echad, even if you can't actually access it. If you're not in the same makom, it's more than four amos away, then at least you have to be able to physically access the eruv. Umay lemata. So it says, well, wait a second, if we're talking about that there's a tree with this long branch that sticks out, and you put the eruv on above 10 tefachim, then it's no good, and below 10 tefachim is good, so why does he use the term lemayla and lemata? Obviously, we're talking about two different branches, meaning there are some branches that are above 10 tefachim, there are some branches that are lower than 10 tefachim. Lemaila lemata sounds like within a single branch, you have the option of either putting it higher up or lower. It should have said a lashon that would have been more expressive of the fact that you're in that there are different options of where to place the eruv. So says the Gemara, no, it must be the hadar zakif, that the case is that there is a single branch that sort of just goes up and down. It's not like if, you know, it doesn't just run exactly horizontally, you know, in a straight line. The way branches are, parts of the branch are the ma'ala me'asar tefachim, and parts are lemata. So that's what the Mishnah is saying, that if you put it in a part of the branch that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, the eruv is no good. If you put it on a part of the branch that's less than 10 tefachim off the ground, then the eruv is valid. So ask the Gemara, according to that, why when the Eruv is more than four amos and it's away from you and it's lemala me'asara, is it not a good Eruv? V'ha'ibayi ma'isila derech alav. We said all you need to do, if it's not b'makom echad with you, is to be able to access it. Well, isn't there a way to access it? If the guy who's making the Eruv wants, he could bring it through the branch of the tree during Ben Hashmashos. He could go up on the tree, lemala me'asara tefachim, and take the Eruv and bring it to the airspace that's above his makom shvisa in the tree. Meaning, even if it's a malam e'asar tefachim, just bring it along the branch somewhere closer to within dalet amos of where you are. And even though it will be the malam e'asar tefachim, which is Rosh Hashiachin, and you're kind of shvisa and Rosh Hashirabim down below, but you're within four amos of each other. And as long as you're within four amos of each other, then you make it makom echad. So it will turn out that huve ruvo be makom echad, even though your shvisa is lamata, because the whole dalet amos is considered to be within the same area. So answers the Gemara, Kisha Rabbi Mekasvin Alav, that we're talking about a case where many people use the branch to adjust whatever they're carrying in the Rishus HaRabim, and on the branch that's more than four amos away, that's lower than 10 tefachim, and the makom where people rest whatever their bundles, whatever they're carrying, is considered to be a rishus harabim because it's used by the bnei harabim. It's used by the people that are using the rishus harabim. So when you bring the eruv lemaila me'asara in the avir of that branch, it turns out that you're being mavir it in the avir rishus harabim, and the halacha is a sugya in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Vav that if a person is Moshe Tmei Rosh Hashiach L'Rosh Hashiach Derech Avi Rosh Hasharabim, even the Malamei Asara he's Chayiv Min HaTorah, because that was the same way the Levim did the Avoda in the Mishkan when they would take the Krashim from the Agala, which is Rosh Hashiach, to an Agala Derech Avi Rosh Hasharabim. So that Chiyuv is Dafka when the two Rosh Hashiach are running along the length of the Rosh Hasharabim. So then it's like the Agalos that are that go one behind the other. But if the two Rosh Hashiach are in two Tzidei Rosh Hasharabim and you bring from one to the other, so then it's not mamish like the Avodas Halavim and you'd be Pater. But bottom line is to carry something from a Rosh Hashiach to another Rosh Hashiach Derech Rosh Hasharabim is going to be a problem, and that's why you're not considered that you're not able to do that Ben Hashmashos, because it's a real Malach Daraisa to carry it that way. So it turns out that Huvei Ruvo are in Shtei Mekomos. You can't say that Huvei Ruvo are B'Makom Echad. Ukidu'ula. And this idea that Kisuf HaRabim, that the fact that when people put their packages down in such a place, it makes that area into Rosh HaRabim, assumes like Ula. Da'amar Ula, Amu Tisha B'Rosh HaRabim, V'Rabim Mekatvin Alav, V'Zarek V'Nachal Gabav, Chayiv, that if you have a pillar that's 9 tefachim high off the ground in a Rosh HaRabim, and people use it to rest their packages or their bundles, whatever it is that they're carrying on that area, and you throw something 4 amos in a Rosh HaRabim and it lands on that you're going to be chayiv. That's not a makom p'tur, it's not a karmelis, that is a Rosh HaRabim, because if it's used by the Rabim, so then it takes on the full status of a Rosh HaRabim. So you have a real Akira and Hanach in a Rosh HaRabim if you resurrect Dalit Amos, period. So that's the ukimta that we make, that in order to have Huvei Ruvo B'makom Echad, we have certain kulas, two major kulas that we learned. One kula that if it's within Yibura Shel Ir, that's automatically considered Makom Echad. And a second kula, if you are standing within Dalet Amos of your Eruv, regardless of the fact that one of you is in Rosh Hashanah, the other is in Rosh Hashiach, that's considered Huvei Ruvo B'makom Echad. So now the Gemara goes back to the discussion we had back on Daf Lamed Beis, where we mentioned Machlokas, Rabbi and the Chachamim, about Isurim Drabbanan being done Ben Hashmashos, whether we're Gozer on Shmos Ben Hashmashos. So says the Gemara, my Rabbi, my Rabbanan. What is the basis of this Machlokas, Rabbi and the Rabbanan? Where do we find, what's the source where the Rabbi and the Rabbanan disagree about a Shmos Ben Hashmashos? Ditanya, the Braisa talks about the following case. Nisanul Be'ila, it relates to our mission. Nisanul Be'ila, the Malamei Asar Tvachim, if you put an Eruv in a tree above 10 Tvachim off the ground, Ein Eruvo Eruv. The Eruv is invalid. So we're assuming that the ukimtas we made are correct, that you wanted to be Kona Shvisa in the Rosh HaRabim by the base of the tree. The branch of the tree extends more than 4 amos, and part of the branch goes below 10 tefachim, part of the branch above 10 tefachim, and the Eruv is placed L'malam E'asara, which is a Rosh HaYachid, so you're not able to bring your Eruv to you to the Makom Shvisa during Ben HaShmashos. It's in Rosh HaYachid, you are in a Rosh HaRabim, or your Makom Shvisa is in Rosh HaRabim, and it's not within Dalet Amos, and you're outside of Yibura Shel Ir, so you're not able to access it. But lematame asar tvachim, if you put the eruv within 10 tvachim of the ground, then eruv, then it works. Then the eruv is valid. Va'asulitlo, but you're still not allowed to take it from there on Shabbos if you want to eat it, because if you want to eat the food of the eruv, because taking it down from the tree is considered to be mishtamish bi'ilan, and that's an isra midrabanan on Shabbos to be mishtamish bi'ilan. So even though it's ben hashmashos, so not goes around Shavuos, and you could take it at that moment, so that's why it's Eruv, but if you're on Shabbos, you want to access it, you can't access it on Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'ilan on Shabbos. B'toch Shlosha, but if you put it on a place on the tree that's within 3 Tefachim of the ground, then Mutalitlo, then you're actually allowed to take it from that portion of the tree, because the part that's within 3 Tefachim of the ground is not considered a tree at all, and that you're allowed to use, that's just considered like the ground. If it's within Lavad of the Karka, then we automatically consider to that for that to be like the ground, because we had a Mishnah We will have a Mishnah that on Shabbos you're not allowed to be you're not allowed to sit on roots of a tree that are more than three tefachim off the ground. The Mishnah is going to tell us in Daf Tzadi Tes. So you see from there, oh, okay, if I'm not allowed to sit on the roots of the tree that are more than three tefachim off the ground, it's not a difficult diuk to make that you are allowed to sit on roots of a tree that are less than three tefachim off the ground. So anything that's within three tefachim from the ground is considered to be the ground itself. If you put the Erev in a basket and you hang the basket on a tree, then even if it's above 10 tefachim off the ground, the Erev is still going to be a valid Erev. So Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's Shita. And we're going to see the Gemara is going to explain that that's talking about where the tree is not 4 tefachim wide and is therefore not a real Rishos HaYachid. And the Chum say, wherever you place the Erev that you're not allowed to take it from on Shabbos, then the Erev is going to be invalid. So says Gemara, wait a second, which case? Rebbe just said a whole bunch of cases, and then the Chum sound like they're disagreeing, but it's totally unclear which case the Chachamim are talking about. The Chum moment, the Chum say, oh, wherever you're not able to access the Erev on Shabbos, oh, that's going to be a bad Erev. Aheya, on which case of Rebbe, which din of the Braisa, are the Chum disagreeing? Ilema Asefa, if they're going on the last case that Rebbe said, that if you put the Erev in a basket and you hang it on a tree, then even if it's a Malam Asar Tzvachim, the Erev is a valid Erev. And that's where the Chacham pipe up and they say, no, since to use the tree is since if Shimush B'ilan is Asar, you're not allowed to take the Erev, so the Erev is not going to be valid. So even Ben HaShemashos were Gozer on Shavos, and you're not able to take a Ben HaShemashos. So Lemek Saver Rabban, it's Dadin Asurin. Well, wait a second, if it's in it's true, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish B'ilan. But over here, the Erev is in a basket. The Erev is not directly on the tree. Is it true that even studin of a tree are usher? Can we say with certainty, therefore, that when the Rabbanan speak in this Braisa and they say, I'm sorry, I know that you think we're not Gozer on Shavos Ben HaShemashos. We disagree. We think we are Gozer on Shavos Ben HaShemashos. And therefore, anything that's going to involve the Nisud Rabbanan to access the Erev is not going to be permissible. It's not going to be permissible to use as an Erev, because you're not able to do that during Ben HaShemashos, but the Rabbanan are therefore making a comment, they're making a statement over here, that even studin is an Issud Rabbanan. So can you really say that? That Shimush Bet Stade Ilan is an Issud Rabbanan? Well, why not? What's so terrible about saying that? The Rabbanan say that, not only Ilan, but the Stadim also. No, because we have a Machlokas Tanayim in Masech HaShabbos, at the very end of Masech HaShabbos, whether it's Stadim or Aser. And if the Chum in this Braisa say Aser, it would turn out that the Tana that holds Stadim are mutter, are a yachid against the rabbin, and we should have brought that up when we had this sugya at the very end of Masech HaShabbos. We should have brought up that there's a shita of the chachamim that proves one way or the other in that praisa, and we didn't bring it up. So it must be that we're misunderstanding something over here. It can't be that the rabbanon hold that studim are aser. So ella areisha, when the chum disagree in this praisa and they say if you can't access the eruv on Shabbos, then the whole eruv is invalid. It must be they're commenting on the Reisha, where Rebbe said that if you put it lamata me'asar tefachim, the Erev is valid, it's just that you're not allowed to take it. And the Chum disagree, and they say that even though the Ma'arev and the Erev are in the same Rishos, since the Erev is put on the tree itself, and on Shabbos you're not allowed to be mishtamish bi'ilan, therefore even b'bein hashmashos, which is a suffix Shabbos, you're also not allowed to be mishtamish bi'ilan. Being mishtamish bi'ilan is only in Issud Rabbanan. Exactly, the Chacham hold that even a shvus were gozer ben hashmashos. So you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'ilan even though you're ben hashmashos, and this Erev is considered to be inaccessible. So says Gemara, okay, hai ilan hechidami. Let's just analyze this price a little bit further. What exactly is the situation of this tree? Idiles be'arba'a, if the tree is not 4 tefachim wide, so why when you put the Erev above 10 tefachim, is it an invalid Erev? Makom p'torhu. It's not a rishos yachid. If it's less than 4 tefachim wide, even if it's l'malam ayasar tefachim, it's not a rishos yachid, because any rishos that's less than 4 tefachim wide is not considered its own separate, it's not considered to be its own separate rishus. It's considered to be a makom patur. So if it's in a rishus harabim or a rishus yachid, it's batal to whatever rishus it's in. So you're able to take it from that spot on the tree, which is less than 4 tefachim wide, and bring it to wherever you are, whatever the area surrounding is. It's not even an issa drabanan. A karmelis is at least an issa drabanan, but a makom patur is mamish. It's hetar gamur. That's what we had back at the very beginning of Masechta Shabbos, that Omer Adam Ale Iskofa V'notem L'Na'ani V'nosin Lo V'notem Mibala Bayis V'nosin Lo, that if you stand on an Iskofa is a Makom Patur, you're allowed to carry to transfer something from the Iskofa to Rosh HaSiachid, and you could transfer something from an Iskofa to Rosh HaSarabim. Either way, Makom Patur is a total heter. So if the tree that we're talking about over here is less than 4 tefachim wide, then there should be no problem whatsoever. There should be no issue whatsoever with transferring with accessing the eruv. V'i de isme arba'a, and if the tree is four tefachim wide, and therefore it's a real bona fide rishos seyachid, so in the seifa where we said that if you pull malu me'asar tefachim, it's a valid eruv. Kinesana b'kalkala mayhavi. Why does it help that you put it in a basket? Meaning, we said that normally if you put an eruv l'malu me'asar tefachim in a tree, no good, because the eruv is in a rishos seyachid. You're in a rishos harabim. You're not b'makom echad. You don't have access to it. Oh, but you put it in a basket, the magic of a basket. All of a sudden, everything's okay as long as you put it in a basket. What does a basket do? Why does the fact that it's in a basket help as far as the fact that the Eruv is in a Rosh HaSiachid and you are in a Rosh HaSarabim? You don't have access to that Eruv. So to this, the Gemara is going to have two answers. One answer is, but they're far apart from each other. One answer is the answer of Ravina here on the bottom of Amud Aleph, and the other answer is going to be the answer of Rabbi Yirmiyah, which is going to be toward the end of Amud Beis. So again, the question is, if the tree is more than 4 tefachim wide, why is it that the Braisa tells us, as long as it's in a basket, it's a valid Eruv? So Amar Ravina, Ravina answers first, Reisha de Ispe Arba'a, Seifa de Lespe Arba'a, that you have to split the Braisa and say that the Reisha is talking about a case where the tree actually is 4 tefachim, and therefore the Malamei Asar is considered a Shosei Yachid, you're not able to bring your Eruv to you, and therefore it's an invalid Eruv. But the Seifa that said that if it's in a basket, it's okay, and a chinami. It's talking about a tree that's less than 4 tefachim wide. That's not a Rosh HaSiachin, and therefore it's considered to be a makom patur, and that's why you're allowed to bring your Eruv from there to the Rosh HaSarabim, and the Eruv is a valid Eruv. So what's the Chiddush? V'kalkala mashli masa la'arba'a. The Chiddush is that the basket that's hanging in the tree is mashlim, the width of the tree, to 4 tefachim. Meaning it's as if the basket is hanging right, imagine the trunk of the tree is, let's say, 2 or 3 tefachim wide, the basket's another couple of tefachim wide, and the basket's like adjacent to the trunk of the tree. It's hanging on a branch that's right over the trunk of the tree, and it's adjacent to the trunk of the tree. So it widens the tree when you are mitstaref, the basket and the tree together. So it widens the area to 4 tefachim. So even though the basket is mashlim, the area to 4 tefachim, it's still not considered Rosh HaSiachid, because within the 3 tefachim that are closest to the ground, the tree is not 4 tefachim wide. And the reason we need this basket is because Rebbe holds that an Eruv that's above 10 tefachim off the ground is not an Eruv unless it's on a chash of a makom that's dalet tefachim. So how do you set up a case where the tree itself is not 4 tefachim, but the Eruv that's on the tree is on a makom that's dalet tefachim? That's how you do it. The tree itself is not 4 tefachim, but it's in a basket that when higher up in the tree, that when you put the basket together with the tree, becomes 4 tefachim. So that's the Yukimta. V'Rebbe Sabala, and Rebbe must be assuming like two things. Number one, K'Rebbe Meir, V'Sabala K'Rebbe Yehuda. Number two, like Rebbe Yehuda. Which Rebbe Meir, which Rebbe Yehuda? Two totally separate shitos of Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda. Sabala K'Rebbe Meir, he holds like the shita of Rebbe Meir, Da'amar Chokikin Lahashlim. Rebbe Meir is in Hilchos Mezuzah, but we're applying it over here. What's the halacha in Hilchos Mezuzah? Let's say you have an arched doorway. So normally, in order for a doorway to be Chayiv Mezuzah, it needs to be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. By the way, 10 tefachim high is not very high. Sometimes people don't realize that that they have a doorway like into a crawl space or something like that. If it's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So if you have an entranceway that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's enough to be considered a Pesach. But what if it's arched? So at the makom of the arch, which is, and it only goes, the top of the arch is only 10 or 11 tefachim high, let's say. But as it gets as it gets closer to the top of the arch, it narrows to less than 4 tefachim wide. So Rav Meir says, if you were able to square out from the bottom, from where the door, from the widest part of the opening, and square it out to the highest part of the opening, it would make a doorway of 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. That's considered to be chokik and lahashlim. We view that as if it's a doorway that in fact is 10 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. So Rebbe holds, like Rebbe Meir, that we say that by a doorway, and some of the Rebbe Yehuda, he holds like Rebbe Yehuda, Dabar bin Erev al Gabi Makom Arba'a, that the Erev has to be on a place that's 4 tefachim wide itself, Veleka, and the tree itself that we're talking about is not 4 tefachim wide, unless you are able to combine the width of the basket together with it. So because of the din of Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe requires that you combine the width of the basket with the tree. Had it not been for Rebbe Yehuda, the Erev not had to be on a makom that's itself 4 tefachim wide, we wouldn't have had a problem. But only because Rebbe holds that it needs to be, like Rebbe Yehuda, that it needs to be on a makom of Dalid, we need to figure out a way to combine the width of the basket with the width of the tree in order to say that the Erev is in a valid makom. But since the Erev is in the basket, in the bottom of the basket, and the basket is 3 tefachim above the ground of the tree, so the top of the tree and the bottom of the basket are not mitzarif to be considered arbat 4 tefachim wide. But unless you apply Rebbe Meir, unless you say chokik in lahashlim, that I'm willing to view whatever part of the tree that's adjacent to the bottom of the basket is as it's as if it's hollowed out, and therefore I have a straight makom of dalet tefachim. As long as you're willing to do that imaginary chokik in lahashlim. So when you put Rebbe Meir's shita of chokik in lahashlim by mezuzah together with Rebbe Yehuda's shita that you need dalet tefachim, that's how you have such a case where if it's in a basket, it's viewed as if it's on a makom chashuv. And it's considered to be it's a makom chashuv, and it needs to be in a makom chashuv. So that is all the answer of Ravina. So again, the Gemara wanted to know that the Gemara raised the question that why does a basket help? So the Gemara, meaning why does, if the tree itself is a rishos yachad, then the basket shouldn't help? So Ravina's answer is the tree is not a rishos yachad. The tree is less than 4 tefachim wide, and the basket is only necessary in order to be chok in lahashlim to make it that the Erev is on a makom chashuv. Now the Gemara is going to just point out that according to this teretz of Ravina, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. So the Gemara discusses where do we have this sheet of Rebbe Yehuda that it needs to be on a makom arba'a? My Rebbe Yehuda, where do we find that Rebbe Yehuda holds that an Erev has to be on an area that's 4 tefachim? D'tanya, we have the following brisa. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Na'at korah b'rishos rabim v'iniach eruvo aleha. If you just stick a beam down in Rosh Hashanah and you put your Eruv on top of that beam, Gavoa Asara Uruchava Arba'a Eruvo Eruv. If the beam is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, then it's a valid Eruv. Why? That's an absolute Rosh Hashanah. 10 tefachim high, 4 tefachim wide. I don't care that it's standing in Rosh Hashanah. That itself has the dimensions of a Rosh Hashanah. Why is it a valid Eruv if you want to be Kona Shvisa in the Rosh Hashanah that's right next to it? Isn't it Huve Ruvo in Shnei Mekomos? No, because anything within Dalet Amos of the Eruv, we said, is already considered to be Makom Echad. It's already considered to be the same place as the Eruv. V'imlav, but if the Korah is not 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, Ein Eruvo Eruv, then the Eruv is going to be invalid. So says Gemara, what? Why would that? Adraba, Huve Eruvo Makom Echad. If it's not 10 Tfachim high and not 4 Tfachim wide, so then your mamish being Kona Shvisa together in the same area as the Eruv. Meaning to say that if it's on a pillar that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, where you want to be in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so we need to use a trick to be able to say that it's considered Huve Ruva Makom Acher. We use the Dalet Amos trick. Anything within Dalet Amos of the Erev, it's all considered the same place. But it would be even better if it was actually Huve Ruva Makom Echad. If the area that the Erev was on was less than 10 tefachim off the ground. Elahachi Kamer. No, what the Braisa means to say is as follows. Gavoa Asara, if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, Sarich sheyehei barosha arba'a. It needs to be a four tefachim wide area in order for it to be a makom chashuv, and then it's a valid eruv. So even though the width is four tefachim wide, by making the width four tefachim wide, it's going to turn that pillar into a rishos hayachid, and the ma'arev is in a rishos harabim, it's still a valid eruv because of the four amos trick, that as long as you're within four amos of the eruv, that's considered to be in the same makom as the eruv, and that's what the Bryce is saying. V'im lav, meaning if the top of the post is less than four tefachim, doesn't mean if the top of the post is less than 10 tefachim off the ground. No, that would be perfectly fine. If it's less than four tefachim wide, ein eruva eruv, because the height of the when you put together the height of asara and the eruv is not on the makom that's arba tefachim wide, then it's ki'ilu it's munach ba'avir, and that's what it means. That it's not going to be a valid eruv. So in gavala asara, but if you have a situation where the post is not even 10 tefachim off the ground, then ein tzarich shebrosh arba. Then you don't even need the top of the post to be 4 tefachim wide, because even though the eruv has to be on a makom that's 4 tefachim wide, if it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, we view it as if it's on the ground anyway. We view it as if it's sitting on the ground. So it's perfectly fine. So that's how we explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So now says Gemara. The Gemara goes back to what Ravina said. So Ravina said that the Bryce was talking about that the basket is mashlim la arba'a, that when you put the basket next to the tree, it equals out four tefachim. So come on, who is Ravina assuming like that? Even though the basket is mashlim the width of the tree to four tefachim, we still consider the tree to not be a rishos hayachid, right? Because the holu kimta was that the tree itself was less than four tefachim. It's only when you put the basket together with the tree that it becomes four tefachim. If the tree itself was a rishos hayachid, you'd have a problem because you don't have access to your eruv. So who's he assuming like that, that when he says that even when you put the basket next to the tree and it creates a makom of dalet tvachim for anachas eruv, but it does not turn the whole tree into rishos yachid? That's delok Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. That's against Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Detanya Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Omer no atzkanu b'rishos ram v'niach b'rosha traskol, that if you just put a pole in a rishos harabim, and you, a pole meaning less than four tvachim wide, and then you put a wide basket on top of that pole, v'zarek v'nachal gabav, and you throw something from the rishos harabim and it rests on that basket, chayiv, you just threw from rishos harabim into rishos yachid. Well, wait a second, why is that a rishos yachid? The pole is less than four tvachim wide. It only widens out to four tefachim at the top where the basket is. Elamai, we view the basket as if it goes straight down, and good achas mechitzta, and the whole area is now considered to be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, and it's a rishos hayachid. So shouldn't we say the same thing by the tree? If you have the basket in the tree, where you're chok in the hashlim, you add up the space that the basket takes and the space that the tree takes, and it's 4 tefachim wide. Now granted, at the trunk of the tree, at the base of the tree, it's less than 4 tefachim wide, but shouldn't we say that we view the basket as if it goes straight down and the whole area now is a rishos yachid? So says Gemara, afilu teim Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It could even fit with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Ravina's statement follows Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda as well. And they're talking about two different cases. Hasam hadron mechitzta. Over there by the basket on top of the pole, the mechitzos of the basket go around the entire pole. And therefore, because the basket's sitting on the middle of that pole, and therefore we can say, good achas mechitzta, that the mechitzos of the basket are all viewed as if they go straight down to the floor. But hacha, over here, it's not that the basket's sitting on top of the trunk of the tree, it's next to the trunk of the tree, where when you're chokik in lahashlim, it makes an area of dalet tefachim. But lo adron mechitzta, so the mechitzos of the basket do not surround the tree, it's next to the tree. So even after you say good achis to the mechitzos of the basket, you don't have an area of dalet tefachim and wide and 10 tefachim high, so you don't have a rishos yachid. So that's why Ravina could even fit together with the shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But remember, Ravina was only answer number one. Now the Gemara is going to move on to answer number two. Answer number two to what question? It says you got to remember what's going on over here. So Rebbe had said previously on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, on Amud Aleph over here, that the Brice had said no snow be evil in the malam asar tefachim ein eruv eruv. Right? If you put your eruv in a tree more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's not a good eruv. Lematam asar tefachim, it is a good eruv. But then he said this strange line: if you put it in a basket and you hang it on the tree, then even if it's more than 10 tefachim, Rebbe holds it's a good good Erev. So the Gemara says, if the tree itself is four tefachim wide, why, when you put it in a basket and hang it on the tree, doesn't make it any better? The basket's in a Rishos Yachid, you're in a Rishos Arabim, so you're not in the same Rishos as your Erev. So why does that make it any better? So one answer was Ravina's answer. That no, the tree's not four tefachim wide. The tree is not a Rishos Yachid. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Rabbi Yirmiyah says the tree is a Rishos Yachid, but still it works, because Shiny Kalkala, hold the Yachal and Atosa Leviya Letochasara. A basket could always be tipped a little bit, and if the basket's mamish right at the 10 tefach mark, and you angle it, so then part of the, you could angle where part of the basket dips within 10 tefachim of the ground. And therefore, it's huvei ruva b'makom echad, because you're able to just tip the basket in that way toward the Rishos Harabim and take out your Erev food, or bring your Erev into your makom shvisa. So the Rishonim all raised the question, Tosas, Rashba, the Ritva, why isn't that a violation of an Issa d'Oraisa being motzi the Erev from Rishos Yachad to the Rishos Harabim? I mean, if the Erev is in a basket, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, and it's on an area that's more than 4x4 tefachim wide, that's a Rishos Yachid. When you tip the basket to below 10 tefachim over the airspace of Rishos Rabim, that's being mavir from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim. So being motzi from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim. So all the Rishonim suggest that Rabbi Yirmiyah must hold like the Shita of Rava on Shabbos Taf Tzadi Beis, that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, that as long as part of a Kli is still in its original Rishos, we view the entirety of the Kli as if it's still in that original Rishus. So therefore you have not actually moved the Kli out of the Rishus Yachid that it was in, but the part of the Kli where the Eruv is resting actually is in your Rishus where you're sitting right now. So that is Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer. That's answer number two. Where the Gemara is going to pick up from there is start challenging Rabbi Yirmiyah. But that goes well into tomorrow's daf. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow on Shabbos, we'll pick up with the questions on Rabbi Yirmiyah. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.